This is TechCrunch.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Waymo launches curbside robo-taxi pickup at Phoenix Airport by Rebecca Belan. Select Waymo One riders can now get picked up or dropped off by the company's robo-taxis curbside at Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. Waymo became the first autonomous vehicle operator in the U.S. to launch a paid robo-taxi service to and from the airport in November 2022. The service went to an airport shuttle stop at the 44th Street SkyTrain station. Navigating the hectic crush of the terminal curbs will be a whole new challenge, but Waymo is starting out with limited hours from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. and only at Terminals 3 and 4 in order to safely deploy and learn. Waymo has already completed tens of thousands of airport trips to date and is serving over 1,000 rides each week, according to the company. The average trip rating for its airport trips has been about 4.7 out of 5 stars, Waymo says. The expansion of Waymo's airport service comes as its erstwhile competitor Cruise lays off nearly a quarter of its staff and dismisses a handful of executives in the aftermath of an October 2nd incident that left a pedestrian stuck under and then dragged by one of its robo-taxis. Waymo's new airport service, which is fully autonomous, meaning no human safety operator behind the wheel, will only be available to a select cohort of active riders in Phoenix, not necessarily or exclusively to trusted testers, Chris Bonelli, product communications manager at Waymo, told TechCrunch. Waymo's trusted testers are riders who have been vetted by the company and have historically signed non-disclosure agreements. Waymo says it has lifted the NDA requirement across the board this year. The Alphabet-owned company intends to open these pickup locations to all its riders and expand to 24/7 service in the coming months as it gains more experience at the terminals. Last year, we partnered with Waymo to become the first airport in the world to offer travelers the ability to take an autonomous vehicle to the airport, said Chad Makovsky, aviation director at Sky Harbor Airport, in a statement. This partnership has allowed us to develop confidence in the technology, and we're excited to take the next step and safely expand this innovative service to our terminal curbs.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.